Every day, in communities just like yours, men and women devote their lives to building our economies, brick by brick and job by job. These are their stories. You're listening to From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers, hosted by Tim Tarantine and Amanda Harrison.
Welcome to From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers. So glad to have you today. I'm Tim Tarantine, here with my partner in podcasting, Amanda Harrison. Amanda, you had a great conversation with one of the best in the business today. Tell us about that conversation.
Thanks, Tim. This week I spoke with Courtney Ross. She's the Chief Economic Development Officer for the Nashville Chamber of Commerce. And prior to being promoted to the Chief Economic Development Officer, she worked as the Vice President of Existing Business, which means she was in charge of helping grow businesses already located in the Nashville market. She's also got experience working in Austin, which is a city that's thriving. And a lot of us in this business look at that city for a benchmark in terms of growth and success. So I'm excited for you to hear the insights and expertise from Courtney. Hi, Courtney. Thank you so much for joining us today on From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers, and welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here and talking with you today.
I am excited too. Let's get right to it. What is one thing everyone should know about you?
Oh, if I had to pick one thing, and again, staying on topic, as we talk about economic development, I would say that the one thing you should know about me is that my first economic development project involved Robert Redford. And it may sound strange, and you may ask, where in the world did that come from? But as many people that you've talked to through this podcast series have said that I completely fell into this career. It was not something that I knew about. And as a recent college graduate, my first job in this business was at the state level here in Tennessee, working for the Film and Music Commission, recruiting films to the state. And the first movie we happened to recruit while I was working there starred Robert Redford. So it's kind of been a little bit different scenario since then, but really caught the bug at that point. And for the last 15, 16 years, I've never looked back and have fallen in love with this career and love the job that I'm in.
Wow, that's a great first thing to know about you. And also we got to know a little bit about how you fell into this industry because of Robert Redford. Who knew? That's awesome. Courtney, tell us a little bit about what sets your organization apart from others in the industry at the Nashville Chamber of Commerce. And if you want to weave in there a little bit about your team too, that would be great.
Sure. One of the other things that I love about this job is that I've gotten to know so many good economic development organizations across this country. And again, working with those peer organizations is one of the things that I love most about this. I would say what sets the Nashville Area Chamber of Commerce apart for me is really our focus on the product development as well as the promotion and that relocating and expanding companies. And what I mean by that is we focus not only on that company, the true traditional economic development activities, but also as a chamber focusing on education as our number one priority, workforce and some of the workforce things that I'm sure we'll talk about today, advocacy and policy and how that relates to businesses, whether they're already here as existing businesses or if there are companies that are looking to move and making sure that that policy is business friendly. And then as well as that quality of place issues that we talk about, that for our case involves transit and housing and all the things that impact, you know, affordability, all the things that impact our ability to focus on that promotion aspect of relocating and expanding companies. So we're really that whole package in one building. And so it's all about making sure that we are getting the product right so that we can then in turn recruit the companies and help the companies that are here expand. And that focus is regional. So we have the regional chamber, we're a regional organization, and really for the past 25 years, we have worked really hard to build a true regional partnership for the Nashville region. And, you know, I've worked in other places, and there are some great regional efforts, and I really feel like our efforts, regionalism and cooperation, is really one of the best.
Excellent. So now that we've heard a little bit about your organization, can you take a few minutes and just brag to us about your community and what makes it unique?
Of course. And I'm glad you didn't ask me to say one thing about the Nashville community because it's impossible. You know, there's just not one thing that makes Nashville unique. And obviously, and hopefully everyone listening knows that Nashville is known globally as Music City. And this really is more than just live music venues and all the many music aspects that we have in the Nashville region, Nashville Music City, but it's also about that business of music and where, from our perspective, where that creative class has come together to, you know, maybe they came here to follow their dreams of being a musician or being a songwriter, but have also along the way realized that they're entrepreneurs and they have started a company along the way, or they've really helped to build that entrepreneur community that we have here. So that creative class we've been able to attract because of our music brand. And we're also known as Silicon Valley of healthcare. So healthcare is our number one private industry with nearly 400 healthcare companies that contribute nearly $30 billion into our economy and employ over 200,000 people in the Nashville region. So it's a huge industry. It also has really strong entrepreneur roots that has really grown up here. And then in addition to that, in addition to music and healthcare, we're also a hub for distribution logistics, corporate headquarters and corporate office, data centers, and then on top of that, advanced manufacturing. And so we really have a diverse industry base, a really diverse and strong industry sectors that in turn really makes us also have that diverse workforce and that talent pool that makes it attractive for people to want to look here for whether it's expansion or relocation of their company.
Absolutely. And you guys have an amazing location like you've shared with us. And I know that, of course, that's due to a lot of hard work to promote your region and grow your businesses. So it's great to hear a little bit about that. Turning to you as a leader in this industry, Courtney, can you tell us maybe one lesson in leadership that you've experienced and you think that others could learn from?
I can. Really, I've learned in this business, and I've led this team for the past year. Prior to leading our economic development effort here at the Chamber for the past year, I was surrounded by incredible leaders and mentors. Janet Miller, who led this organization for decades prior to me, I was able to learn alongside of her and really experience leadership at that level as well as other jobs that I've been in. And so I've really tried in the last year, and as I've led different parts of this team throughout the last 7 years, I try to lead by example, and I try and just really bring an element of teamwork. And so everything that we do, one of the common themes that we have around our team is that economic development is a team sport. Even if you have one project manager on the team that's really project managing that, the whole team is going to be involved at some point, whether it's through one of the assets that one of our other team members bring to that project or not. But it's truly a team sport, and this can't be done by one person on the chamber team or one of our regional partners. And so I really try and lead by example and really try and lead with that teamwork, and we're all stronger together in this. And that's what I've learned from the leaders that I've worked for. And so I try and carry that on with my own skills.
Yeah, great insight. And that is so true. Economic development is definitely a team sport. So that's a great perspective, a good look at it. Courtney, what keeps you up at night as a leader in this industry?
Oh, goodness. I'll say that I have two very young children. In addition to my young children that sometimes keep me up at night, I have a lot of to-do lists, as you can imagine, and that includes both personal and work. But with that being said, I sleep very well at night. After a long day of both this and raising my family, I definitely need my rest. So it's for everyone's better benefit that I get my sleep. But I would say that my personality is all about lists and making sure that we're staying on top of everything and every project and every initiative and just making sure nothing is falling through the cracks. So I would say my to-do list keeps me up at night for many reasons.
That is something I can absolutely relate to, having a million to-do lists and kind of having that always running through my mind. So I get it. And I bet a lot of people listening do too. Tell us, how do you define success for yourself as a leader?
So there's two ways that I would answer that. You know, there's the number part. So we are very metric driven. We have investors that invest in our economic development initiative, and we have chamber members that look for those measurements of success. So I would say in one way, we're very driven by our metrics and performance. And so we report to that, and we are constantly analyzing that and how we are against our annual numbers and our five-year strategic numbers. But I also measure success in going back to that team sport, and I can't emphasize enough that the team aspect of it is really how I measure success. And our biggest asset here at the Chamber and in economic development is the people, and really about that investment in human capital. And so I try, as I said, to lead by example in that. And I really judge the success is when my team is successful and when we're all happy and satisfied in the role that we're playing in this economic development world. So it's about the numbers, and it's also about the people and the people that we're surrounding ourselves with that are all in this together.
Excellent, Courtney. This is going to be the last question for today's podcast. As you look to the future, what do you feel will be the most important thing for communities and economic developers to focus on?
Without a doubt, it's talent. And that is one of the things that not only is facing our region in the Nashville area, but countrywide. We are all competing for talent, and we are all working to grow our talent. So what I mean by that is I think public education in general is really a fundamental factor in economic development, and we can't underestimate that. So it has to be a priority in both attracting the talent to fulfill the short-term need that we all have in all the industry sectors that we focus on. In our case, it's IT talent and healthcare talent and distribution and manufacturing talent. So that's the short-term aspect. I would say the long-term aspect is paying attention to the pre-K to 16 pipeline. So everything from pre-K to that post-secondary, and making sure that the skills are in place in your community to fulfill your needs in the workforce. And so going back to what I've said in terms of our team is the most important, I think, in our region, the people that we can attract and retain in our region as it relates to talent is the most important factor facing all of us right now.
Courtney, thank you so, so much for your time today and for sharing your insights as one of North America's top 50 economic developers with us. And we just want to congratulate you one more time on receiving that nomination from your peers.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. It's an honor to be in that category.
Thank you for tuning in to North America's Top 50, produced by Consultant Connect, where we're working to bridge the gap between leading economic developers and location consultants. To learn more about what we do and how to get involved, please visit consultantconnect.com or tweet me at Ron Kitchens.